It feels like the SEC is finally waking up to the reality in crypto. They've intensified their enforcement, and filing formal charges against Donald Basile is a massive move.
It definitely is. This isn't just a simple warning. It's a significant escalation. They are targeting a specific fraudulent scheme involving the Bitcoin Latinum token.
The stakes are incredibly high here, right? The primary allegation is that Basile orchestrated a fraud scheme valued at approximately $16 million.
And the core of the deception was centered on those claims. He marketed Bitcoin Latinum as an insured asset, leveraging the concept of insurance to attract investors looking for stability in such a volatile market.
It really makes you pause. In traditional finance, an insured asset offers a real safety net. But in digital assets, that term is often used loosely without any substance behind it.
Precisely. The SEC's lawsuit indicates that those promises of protection were completely fabricated. They misled investors into buying based on the false assurance of an insurance safety net, diverting funds without delivering the promised security.
Bitcoin Latinum itself is built on the Bitcoin blockchain, often touted for enhanced features. But in this instance, the marketing strategy heavily emphasized the concept of insurance.
That emphasis is where the line gets drawn. Regulatory investigations scrutinize whether insurance was actually purchased, if reserves existed to back claims, and if the entity had the authority to guarantee returns.
When guarantees are just marketing language designed to lure capital rather than backed financial reality, it crosses into the legal definition of fraud.
It does. And the implications go way beyond just this one defendant or token. It establishes a critical precedent for the broader industry.
Honestly, it's hard not to be surprised. The crypto sector has historically operated in a regulatory gray area. Many projects used ambiguous language to describe their products for years.
Now terms like insured, yield generating, or guaranteed can trigger specific securities laws. The SEC is signaling that aggressive marketing tactics promising safety in a risky market are serious red flags.
They really want to protect the public from schemes that just appear too good to be true.
So for investors, this case highlights a hard necessity: rigorous due diligence. Before committing capital to projects promising unique features like insurance, you must verify the underlying terms.
It's about asking the right questions. Critical ones include whether third-party auditors are involved and whether insurance is backed by real capital rather than just a promise.
And that brings us to transparency. Projects that openly communicate risks are far less susceptible to legal challenges than those relying on marketing buzzwords.
As the industry matures, we should expect a shift away from aggressive marketing toward honest communication regarding associated risks.
It's a necessary evolution. While innovation is vital for sector growth, it cannot come at the cost of investor protection.
The landscape is evolving fast. Both developers and investors need to navigate the legal framework with a clear understanding of applicable laws.
For Basile, the consequences are severe. But for the industry, this enforcement represents a necessary step toward establishing a more secure and trustworthy future.